קדושים, תזר לרוב, שתזרו לרוב.
The plan is when we do the Chazorah, we're going to have small snippets of Chazorah during the course of the Zaman. We do the Chazorah. The best way to do the Chazorah is kind of take the Rambams, Rambam Shulchan Aruch, and try to work backwards. In other words, how do you learn it? You learn the Gemara, Rishonim, and then you go down to Halacha. You chazer backwards. You chazer from the halacha and say, hey, where does this come from? Oh, I know where that comes from. It comes from over there. Or it comes over there, but we learned this like that. Or it's a machloikas. And that's how you go. We do the chazer backwards. But in the meantime, we're still moving forward. And now we're learning the din of Amei Evriya. We did a decent job on the din of Gufay Kanei. There are a few other shittas. We mentioned three basic shittas in Gufay Kanei. But now we're starting next. Sugam Reish Lakish, Yisera Lav Am Evriya. Okay, here goes. Am Reish Lakish. The Heilige Heile Reish Lakish said, Am Evriya Koines Atzma, B'misa Sa'af, Mirishusa Adamikal V'choimer. What a chiddush. Reish Lakish comes along with a chiddush. Says Reish Lakish, Amma Evriya is kind herself with the misa of the father from the shus of the Adon. Mikal v'chloimer, umasi monim shein motzi'in mirshus ha'av, motzi'in mirshus Adon. Simon, which is not motzi'in mirshus ha'av, because she stays in the father's rishus until when? Bagris Maitzin Mishus Adon. But it's Maitzin Mishus Adon. Where do we learn out that Nairus Simonim is Maitzin Mishus Adon? What? Yatzachinam Ein Kosef Misa Shemaitzin Mishus Av Misa, which takes her out of the Mishus Av Ein Adin Shemaitzin Mishus Adon. So what do we mean, Misa is Moshiach, Matzim, Mishus Av? We mean because the father is dead? Is that what we mean? So Rashi says it's more than that. B'Misa Sa'av, says Rashi, Avi, our father. Misa, Moshiach, Mishus Av, She'ein Maisi Adeli Yairish. It means that now that she dies, I would think, okay, it should pass on to the Yairish. In other words, that's considered still the Rishus Ha'av. Because what is the father's rishus? What's the natural flow of the father's rishus? What's the natural continuation of the father's rishus? The Yerushim. And Ein Maisi Adel Yerush. Doesn't go to the Yerush. Kedekai Melam Bechsuvus. Amar Vir Amar Rav. Bas. Hanizoynes Menachim. Maisi Adel Atzma. Amar Rav Kana. My time in the Rav. Dechsuvus. Nachalta. Moisim Levnechem. Acharechem. Oisim Levnechem. Evet Kanani you give to your sons. V'lo B'noisechem Levnechem. But your own daughters you don't give to your sons. Magat Shein on the marriage. S'chus Sheesh Lo Bebitoi Lebnoi. So does the son Yerush the daughter? So who's Yerush the daughter?
Nobody.
I would say nobody. Right? So if that's the case, so Misa is Maitzia Merishus Ha'av. So therefore, in Adinsha Maitzia Merishus Ha'av, then it should also be Maitzia Merishus Ha'av. Now, I like this Kal V'chomer. We're going to have issues with it later, but I like this Kal V'chomer. But if I would take this Kal V'chomer and you would have asked little me what to do with this Kal V'chomer, I would say for sure Misa should be Moitzia Merishus Ha'adon. Because if Misa is Moitzia Merishus Ha'av, for sure Misa is going to be Moitzia Merishus Ha'adon. Agreed. But whose Misa is Moitzia Merishus Ha'av? The one whose possession she's in. So whose Misa should be Moitzia Merishus Ha'adon? The one whose possession she's in. So I would have said, this Kal V'chomer tells me that if the Adon dies, she goes free. Ma Misa Moitzia Merishus Ha'av. Ma Misa Moitzia Merishus Ha'av. Moitzia Merishus Masimonim. שאין מוציא מרשוס האב, מוציא מרשוס האדון, מיסה שמוציא מרשוס האב, so in din shemaytzia mishus adon, if the adon dies, that's what I would have said as the kal v'chomer. Rish Lakish is not doing that. Rish Lakish is coming to say misas ha'av is matzia me'adon. How do you see that in the kal v'chomer? Okay, another kasha here, and this is the kasha that breaks open the sugya. Rabbi said one of the things we try to do in Shir is we try to find the Ninukuda Merkazis in the sugya. It's not easy to know where's the heart of the sugya. It's important for a person to be able to locate the heart of the sugya, know what's going on in the sugya. The Maritz Kasha is a Nekuda Merkazis in the sugya, is part of the heart of this sugya. What is the Maritz asks? So Shmuel brings down the Maritz Kasha in a few short words. He says as follows, listen. We're trying to figure out if the Misa Sa'av is going to be Motzia. So now as follows. There's a classic idea which is called Ma Mochar Rishon L'Sheni Kol Zchus Shetov L'Yadai. For example, I have a lease on a car. I want to sell my lease to my friend. Can I sell him my lease? I'm assuming yes. How long is his lease that he bought for me? Can it be longer than the lease that I had?
No.
Why not?
You
can't sell something you don't have. Is that like a kal v'chomer or anything fancy like that? It's very simple, right? There's no way to sell more than you have. Frek the marit. What did the father have? What was the father's chus originally? He had her only until when?
Until he dies.
Misa was Maitzia Mishus Ahav. Where did the Adon get his chus from? Who sold it to him?
The father.
So what did the father sell to him? Only what he... what he had. He only had up until he died. So Ma Mocha Rishon L'Sheni Kos Chus Shetov L'Yadai. Let's see Reb Shmuel inside. Shmuel brings the Marit. It's in Reish Vav. Amar Reish Lakish. Amar Evriya. Koines Atz Mises Ha'am Mishuz Adon Mikal V'Choyim Vikshu Marit V'Amai Itzrech Kal V'Choymer Tepe Klei Misvara Dola'av Gul Folay Eschus Bepita Elad Mois Misasai V'im Kein B'Misasai Nifsek Am Koyach Ha'odon D'Mamochar Ha'av Kos Choshu Zoychaboy. In other words, this is the classic, this is the saying Ma Mocha Rishon L'Sheni Kol Zchus Shetov L'Yadai. I can only sell you what I had. If I didn't have that much, I can't sell it to you. So the father's his control over his daughter was only until he died. Can't sell more than that. That's the kasha. Okay, so we have in front of us three teretzim. I'd like to go through the three teretzim. The first teretz is the teretz of the Koyvet Shiur. Zok the Koyvet Shiur. The first is because this is the one that we should be the most familiar with. Says the Koyvet Shiurim, you're making a mistake. You think the father only has up until he dies? The father really has a schus in his daughter. The Oilam. What happens when he dies? It's a mafkia. It's a afka. It's the Zel Bikareid, Rabbi said, that we've been handling the whole time. Says the Kovit Shema Mashal. Let's say you have a ger. She'ein lo ibanim. He has no children. What's going to happen when he dies? What's going to happen to his nechasim? They're going to become hefker. You're going to say the ger only owns it until he dies? He can't sell what he has to anyone else? Of course not. Says, okay, in Achanami, you could be machalik, he says, there's for sure differences, because over there, the only reason why is because it's felt in Echatimta, someone is supposed to be Irish, that, right? If the ger would have children, we'll go to him. Over here, it was stopped abruptly, even though he has the Irish, we don't give it to the Irish. Aber Fart, you see this idea that there's a hafkah. Over here also, it's just something, there's a kait and about coming and ripping it up. Therefore, I could technically be moicherit to anyone else, la'olam. You're going to have to use a kal v'chomer in order to be moitzi. Comes Reb Shmuel Rizovsky, and Reb Shmuel asks a kash on this. He asks Reb Shmuel from a Gemara in Erichin. The Gemara in Erichin No, Daf Chavov Amid Beis. It's a Mishnah in Erechin. Mishnah says the following thing. A man buys a field from someone else. And then he's makdish it. Now when you're makdish a field, and no one's paid it, it goes to the Kohenim. So a man buys a field and is makdish it. What happens at Yovel? Does it go to Kohenim? I would say it goes to the Kohenim. Says the Gemara, no. Because ain't on the Malchir Dover Shein Shaloi. Being that when you originally bought it, you only bought it until when a person buys a field from someone else. How does, till Yovel. You only bought it till Yovel. So your whole schus originally is only to do something until Yovel. Once comes Yovel, it's not yours anymore. Frek Reb Shmuel, but if Yovel's a mafkia, and we know that's our raid, we're coming from Yovel raid, right? Yovel's doch mafkia. So you're telling me, Be'etzim, I have a schus to sell to you la'olam. So I have a schus to sell to you la'olam, so why can't I be makdish la'olam? What's going to happen when Yovel comes? Yovel will be a mafkia.
Different types of Yovel, we said.
What?
Over there, it says that the Kenyan is until Yovel.
We said there's different types of yovel. Sada yovel, mefrana yovel, was zafko. Aber mefrana ichet a yovel, which is a hagbala. Vash deiten pasuk v'ha aretz loisimacher letzmisus, which means you cannot sell the land for eternity. The pasuk is telling you clearly you cannot sell la'olam. Ad yovel tishiven eloi, which means the pasuk is saying that the mechira is lisman. Ein achanami, there's a pasuk says when a person takes someone as a near tzeva state in the pasuk va'avadai la'olam, and then you have a drash that yovel's mafkia. Don't yovel is doch a mafkia. Aber dova state. The state va'aretz loitzi mochel its misus. Va state in pasuk sinit la'olam. Not loyalam. So we said there's different types of yovel. That lochayro will be answered for the rabbah. Comes along, or sameach, and the osameach brings the teretz from his shvoger, from his brother-in-law, Gisi Arav Shmuel Lifshitz, and he says, or Shmuel Lifshitz says a different teretz. Zoktim Shmuel Lifshitz. Listen. What happens when a man dies? So, what happens to his daughter? So, are the sons Yerush the daughter?
No.
Says Dor Sameach, you think that the pshat is that no one's Yerush the daughter. That's not really true. He says that just like we find that when there's a son there, the daughter doesn't have any koyach Yerusha on the properties, on the metaltalin. So when there's a daughter there, the son doesn't have any koyach yerusha on the daughter. And who's the Yairish?
The daughter.
The daughter's the Yairish. She's koines atzma. He hanoicheles zchusa me'av. Ve'ein la'bonim ba'klum.
Midin yerusha.
So I thought at least, I asked the question, who's Yerush the daughter when the father dies? I thought, nobody. Says Dor Sameach, it's not true. She's Yerush herself. So how long does the father's chus and the daughter go on? La'olam. Rabbi Chalitz said it's la'olam because the din of Hefker is hafkah. The din of Mises Abal is hafkah. But Dor Sameach saying, no, it goes on la'olam, and what's made la'olam? Le'olam. There's no afka. Even the Mrs. Abel is not a mafkia. So, it is always his. It's a big problem. Frek Nechemya. What's the problem? Anybody? Is there a problem here in the Gemara? There's a problem in the Gemara, Rabbi.
We know that a ban is an extension of
the That's not a problem in the Gemara. There's a problem in the Gemara, Rabbi. If you learn the Gemara.
Why use the Kavach?
What?
Why use the Kavach?
What do you mean, why use the Kavach?
Why use the Kavach?
You never might see.
The Gemara says, Ma. Misa shemoitzi merishus ha'av. According to this, it's not moitzi. It's not moitzi. What says mitzas merishus ha'av? So Rashi says it's misa matzi merishus ha'av because the bed's not yoyrish. Yeah, but the bas is yoyrish. So what we're saying, the reason it's moitzi is because it doesn't go on. And if it would go on, that's the natural flow. So over here, what do you mean? It's not a moitzi bechlal. The Ar Simeach asked this kasha on himself. But it seems that Rashi is understanding that Yerusha is considered it's still in the Rishus Ha'av. That's called the Rishus Ha'av. It's the domain. You don't need Yerusha. Doesn't need a new kinyan because that's called the Rishus Ha'av. Rashi says, what does it mean? Misa matzim Rishus Ha'av. Shein Ma'is Yadel Yarshav. If Ma'is Yadel will go to Yarshav. So then that's called the Mises Namotziah. According to Or Sameach, Ma'isidah is Li Yarshav. It's just to one specific Yairish. So it's not Motziah Mirshus Ha'av. It went to a specific Yairish. Or Sameach asks his Kashan himself, he says, yeah, but you could still egg out some type of Kal V'Chomer, Mikoyach this. I'll call upon him.
You might see from the Rishus Ha'av to the Rishus Ha'av.
What?
You might see within Yerusha, you might see Mirishus Ha'av to the Rishus of the daughters, to her own Rishus.
It's not called the Haitzah, we're saying. It's Mash from the Gemara. That's considered that's the Rishus Ha'av. It's not being Maitzi Mirishusai.
So it's called Midin Ha'av?
Yeah. It's Midin Ha'av. She's getting Midin Ha'av, she's not getting Midin Ha'atzma. She's being Yerush to Din Ha'av. Reb Shmuel comes along with a third teretz, Rabbi Yisai. This is a very lumdish teretz. Says Reb Shmuel, listen, let's get this question down straight. What's bothering you? What's bothering you is you want to know that being that the father only had the right in the daughter up until she was till he died, so too what he's going to sell to the other person is what is only until what he died. Now, you're understanding that what the father sold to the other person is what he had, right? If I have a car and I sell it to someone else, or I have a lease on a car, what I'm selling him is the lease that I had. I used to drive it, now you drive it, right? That's what I thought. Now, when a man, for example, has a schus to be mekadesh his daughter over to someone else, so then he didn't have ishus in his daughter, pashtus, right? He had a schus to marry off to somebody. Now, we have two different things. We got to figure out if they're identical. This is where it gets lumdish. A father gets his daughter's maisei yodayim. What does that mean? If she works, who gets the profit? The father. The father can now sell his daughter as an ome ivriya to someone else. What is that? What is she doing for that person? Maisei yodayim. Sounds very similar. But I'm not so sure it's the same thing. Over there, she becomes an amevriya. Over here, she's just their father's daughter. There could be nafkaminas. Comes along, Reb Shmuel, and says, listen, don't get confused. Just because the father gets his daughter's ma'is yadayim doesn't mean what he's selling is what he owned. Says Reb Shmuel, just like when I makadish my daughter over to someone else. It's not because I had in my daughter her kedushin, and I'm selling him the kedushin I had. It's the Torah gave me a schus to be makadosh with my daughter. So too over here. When I go and I sell my daughter as an amma, it's not the schus that I had in my daughter that I'm selling over to her. I got a schus to sell my daughter. And it's a bazundere schus. It's his own schus. Says Rabbi Chanan, perhaps an afkamini will be as follows. Can an adain force a young girl, Amma, to work? She says, I'm not in the mood to work today. Can he force her to work?
No.
Yeah. Yes.
Absolutely.
A father?
No, an Amma, an adain. Force an Amma to work. Yeah. Absolutely yes. What? Hold on a second. Good. We're going to get there. Hold on. Can a father, can an adoin force an amma to work? Of course. If he couldn't force her to work, then what does it mean to have an amma? She's not in the mood to work today. You know, it doesn't mean anything. An adoin can force an amma to work. Can a father force a daughter to work?
No.
Says Rabbi Chana, says Rabbi Shmuel, I don't think so. So what does the father have? Two totally separate schusim. I have a schus that if she works, I get the money. I have a different schus. I can sell her as a slave where she can be forced to work. Now, boys say that hanocha of Reb Shmuel is not pasha. As Zevi pointed out, exceptionally, that we had a machloikis about this on daf. Gimel Amid Beis. Gimel Amid Beis. David Pavarsky brought down this chakira and Av Gimel Amid Beis. Can a father force a daughter to work? We wanted to come out. It's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos and Av Gimel Amid Beis. It could be a father can force a daughter to work, and he could sell her bal korcha. It's the zelma gadin. The din is that he owns her ma'isi yadayim. He could sell her as a slave for the selling of ma'isi yadayim. That's good for the machlokes Svish and Rashi and Tosfos Dorten to sein din. It's the Zel Bikadin. So it's a Tzvei Bazunder Adinim. How Koponim, that's what Reb Shmuel wants to say over here to answer this question. So we have Numis Mahalchim to answer the Kash of the Marit. The Nafkamin is a father can work about Korcha.
So, but
Reb
Chana says that he's holding like,
if you hold the father can't, then obviously the ability to sell as an Amma is a Bazunder Adin. I said Rabbi Chanan, and it's really Reb Shmuel, I'm sorry. What do you mean? Midin Kibarav. Okay, Rabbi Isai. Lama Zen Toysvis.
How do you do Yid then if you're selling her? It's like the Dibba Av, and then how do you do Yid? Once he sells her, I'm saying,
yeah. Yeah. That's a good point, though. Yeah. Vaistuch, it's not a chelik of the Mechira you. Zok Toysvis. Mitza. Shemoitzia Mishus Av. Einoidin. Shemoitzia Mishus Adoin. Says Toysvis. Vim Toymar Chupa Toychiach Shemaitzia Meshus Avia Venemati Meshus Adoin. Says Toys, I'll slug up your Kalva Choymer from Chupa. Chupa Toychiach. Chupa is Moitzi Meshus Avia. If she does Chupa, Chupa is the second half of the Kedushin process, the Ishus process. She does chuppah, it's moitzia meshus avia. She's no longer in a father's reshus. Ve'ena moitzia meshus adon. It doesn't take out the adon's reshus. How do I know that? Says Toysis. De'i chuppah moitzia meshus adon. Ein adam koine bas chaveroi. No one's going to buy the daughter of his friend. Shari yachalach nisa uloitzia meshus adon. It's a great thing. I'll sell my daughter for a lot of money. Then the next day, I'll just marry her to someone else and goodbye, over. It's not that dramatic for her. You know what I mean? She'll go through one day of Abdus, and then she's out. Taisus says, so obviously, Taisus is just showing compelling argument. It can't be. I'm not saying why it's not true. I'm just saying it can't be true, Taisus says. Why? Because if it was true, ain Adam koina bas chaveroi, sharei yachol lachni soletziyem eshus Adam. That's Taisus's compelling right.
Maybe the other could gamble.
What? It's a pretty bad gamble. Why do I need to go through a? It's a pretty. Yeah,
getting money for kedusha.
Sure.
How much
you make sense?
Why not?
I'm sure the father would do it.
All things make sense. So
that's that person selling, but the buyer is going to sell it.
For sure it works.
Cha-ching.
I'll call upon him. Frek the biurim va'oris. Frek the biurim va'oris that lechayra. Even if he does do it, let's say this would be the din, and the father would then go and he would go sell his daughter for chuppah. The chayr, the father should have to give the adoin money back.
Why?
Because he was Gairim and Hefzid.
So if the father dies, the Yorushim has to give the money back?
Because he wasn't Gairim and Biadayim. Over here it's like a person's Moichesh Tar Choyv L'Chaveiroi. Says the Birim Var, it's a person's Moichesh Tar Choyv L'Chaveiroi. He sells the Choyv to his friends. And then he's Moichel it. He's Moichel the Choyv. He has to pay him. The person that he sold the shtar to has to pay him back. So over here also, I'm moicher my daughter to my friend, and then I sold her to someone else, so I have to pay him back.
You just married her off, and Aga, that takes her out of their show from here. It's not that he's doing that.
Okay. Good. Good. The Olam is saying good. Akopan in the Toysus Hirosh brings a different raya. The Tosfos HaRosh brings a different raya. Tosfos HaRosh's raya is, if chuppa is not, is mitzi, let's say chuppa is mitzi, so why doesn't it say it in the Mishnah? It says, Yeseru alav ame evriya shekoynes atzim b'simonim. What should it say? Uba chuppa. Now you can tell me maybe the Mishnah left some stuff out, but you're going to see the Gemara. The Gemara says, my shear, the eye shear this, shear that. Okay, well, just throw chuppah in there. Just slip that in. And then it'll be great. The Gemara doesn't do that. Chuppah is off the stage. Seems like that our Gemara clearly doesn't introduce chuppah.
Why can't the Gemara be including that?
That's what he's asking. The Gemara says, my shear, thy shear. Gemara doesn't find something. Gemara says, this, that's not good. What about that? Nothing else. Nothing to shear. So what are you doing? What do you mean? Shear chuppah. What?
It's not said.
No,
don't
make it.
That's
good.
Okay. So Rabbi Say, the interesting thing is as follows. We'll hold off on that. The Elam did a good job. The interesting thing is as follows. The Bnei Yeshua brings a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi brings a Machloikas. If a person is Machnes Bitoy Lechupa, if it's Moitzi Meha'adon. Pilei ploim. There's Yerushalmi that says, not like Tosfos. Tosfos says, Chupa is Maitziyam Rishus Aviv, and a Maitziyam Rishus Adon. Says Yerushalmi, Chupa is Maitziyam Rishus Adon. Chupa is.
What Chupa are we talking about? Chupa to the
Adon. What? No, not Chupa to the Adon. That's huge. That's after.
If you tell me that the Adam sells all the schusim in his daughter, the right has the right.
He only sells the schusim in the Ma'aseh Yadayim. He doesn't have to sell all the schusim, everything he has. Selling all the schusim in Ma'aseh Yadayim. Nechemi, what are you tying? Oh, so could it be that Tosis is saying that the Bavli argues on the Yerushalmi? How does Tosis know the Bavli argues on the Yerushalmi? Because Tosis Rosh is a raya that the Bavli argues on the Yerushalmi. It could be in Achanami. It's Machloikas Bavli and Yerushalmi. That's possible. It is possible that Tosis himself didn't have Yerushalmi. Tosis did not have access to all Yerushalmis. Tosis and Rashi, the Rishonim, did not have access to all the Yerushalmis. If you look in the Sefer Kerem Yeshua, he brings numerous places where Rashi and Tosis just were saying Kenegan Mefurish Yerushalmis because they just didn't have them.
Does that change up stock?
That might depend if you're passing like the Bavli or the Yerushalmi, but Kipshuta, passing like the Bavli, maybe the Rambam passes like the Yerushalmi. Akoponim, that we spoke about that a little bit, but Akoponim, but that could be. The Ma'aseh of the Pnei Yeshua brings an interesting thing. The Gemara says later on the following thing. There's a Gemara on Daf Yutes Summit Base, and the Gemara brings. What happens if a man does kiddushin to a girl while she's an amma? Now, what happens when she becomes ois amma? What's supposed to happen?
Yiyud.
Now, there's a conflict here.
She's able to kiddushin on her. She can't accept kiddushin. She couldn't accept kiddushin for herself.
And then the father's makabel kiddushin. What do you do? So what do you do? So it's a machlokes in the Gemara. One man armor says you laugh in the face of the father and say goodbye because the kedushin's only chal when at the end. So he chapterain before the other and chapterain. The other man armor says no. If the father wants to do the kedushin, he could do the kedushin. So now the chuppah is only coming after kedushin. So if you hold that the kedushin is really totally on the adon doing the yid at the end, so the chuppah is also totally the yid going to be at the end. So this whole discussion of chuppah is really going to be totally on how you understand what's happening in the kedushin.
That's the kedushin before chuppah.
What?
The kedushin before she got sold, right?
So I don't know if you could sell an isha that's already mekudeshes, if you could sell it as an amevriya.
Not for the only chuppah, the fact that Tosfos is saying chuppah.
Because there's no discussion about kedushin being yotzi. No, so it has to be that you did kedushin and chuppah, because kedushin is not yotzi, mishus
ha'av. For what? It's like the one step chuppah?
No, it's Rav Huna. It doesn't seem like going like Rav Huna. We don't pass like Rav Huna. Okay, what is Tosfos' answer? Yesh loimer. So therefore we have a piocha on that tachiyach. Says the Gemara Vayter. Meisvei. Correct the Gemara Kasha. Rav Hoshia. Yisera lav amevriya shekaines atzma b'simanim. The Mishnah says that Amavriya has one up on Eved Ivri that she's got Atzma Simanim. Misa Nami, Lisni Nami, Misa Sa'av. Okay, then she'd have another thing. The Misa Sa'av is also Yisera on the...
That's not true, because
Eved
Ivri, who's Micah Atzma, right? He's Kainas Atzma if he dies. So the person who sold, if the person who sold him dies, then he's Kainas Atzma.
I got it. Okay. Okay.
I know it sounds funny.
We're gonna hold off on that one, okay? But if he dies, that he's kind of atzmai. He sold himself. He's meicher atzmai, so he sold himself. Now that he died, so he's yaitzer. He kind of. I got it. That definitely can rank within the Lush Akashas. I could put it there, but we're going to put that aside for now, okay? Says the Gemara, Tana Vishier. Says the Gemara, Enochanami. It was left out of the list because I hold that Misa Sa'av is also mighty. But sometimes not every list is exhaustive. Exhaustive means that we got all of the examples. Ton of a shir. We just gave some of the examples. There's others that left. Frank Degumar, my shir, thy shir. In order to say that, you have to have left out more than one. If you just, there's just like one missing from your list, and then you might as well have just written that last one. So what else is missing?
I just couldn't figure it out with any time.
How are you supposed to know that? That's part of Talmud Bavli, that they do that to you. Talmud Bavli is written that way. It's
a way to figure out the Mishnah.
Yeah, by knowing a lot of things and knowing what's supposed to be there and know it's not there, then it's a ton of a shire. That's how we figure it out.
That's the notion.
Says the Gemara, my shir dai shir, shir misa sa'adain. Left out misa sa'adain. Not just misa sa'av, misa sa'adain. Says the Gemara Mishnah Misa Sa'adam Lav Shiru. Why? Kivan the Ikanami be Ish Loktani. Misa Sa'adam also exists by Ish, therefore it's Loktani. Says the Gemara of Elanisni. So there's no Shir. So why doesn't it say it? So it says, go on, new answer. Tana, Davashiyesh, like Kitzva, Ktani. Davashiyema, Kitzva, like Tani. So Misa doesn't have Kitzva, therefore it's not written. Says Rashi, Shir, Misa's Adoin. The Kaiman, the Kaman, the Eno, Ivides, Aben. The Gemara thought that we could say it's Shir, Misa, Adoin, because it's the Eno, Ivides, Aben. Says the Gemara, if it's because Misa's Adoin, Lav Shiurir, Tkivan, the Ika, Nami be ish, look, Tani. Rashi has the gears to give him the isa nami be ish. given the Isanami. It says Rashi, Dinir Tsunami Yoitze Bemisas Adoin. Then you know that it's a Ben. Kiliknamas Nisan. Rashi says, when do we have this din of Misas Adoin? Says Rashi by Nirtza. Nirtza is not what happens when a Nirtza dies. That's what the Mishnah says. It says in the Mishnah, Koines Atzim Yoivel Misas Adoin. Rashi says, the Ein Oivet as Yarshav. Doesn't own anyone, even the Ben. That's what Rashi says. The Tosis HaRosh has a different pshat. Says the Rosh, kiven the ikanami beish. Says the Tosis HaRosh, pirish the eino oyved as habas. What does it mean ikanami beish? Because even the eved himself is eino oyved as habas. Right. When we're not talking about Niritza, even a regular Eved, when a regular Eved, the Adon dies, you're not over the Ben. You'd be over the Ben, but what happens if there's no Ben? Is he over the Bas or the Ach?
No.
So over there also, there's this concept called Misasav. That's what Tosa Rosh says. So Rabbi Yitzai, I want to start like this. The Tosis HaRosh is Girs in the Gemara is Kiven the Ikanami Be'ish. Rashi's Girs in the Gemara is Kiven the Isanami Be'ish. Perhaps the difference in the Girs is as follows. According to Rashi, this thing that we're talking about it, what is it? That it's Isanami Be'ish. What's this thing we're talking about? What are we talking about over here? We said it's also Be'ish. Where is it Be'ish? Mirtza. Where does it appear on our page? In the Mishnah. It's in the Mishnah. Right? The Mishnah says, Nirtza Misas Adon. So we're saying we left out Misas Adon. We didn't. It's Insa Nami Beish. It is already appears also by Ish. According to Tosfos HaRosh, what are we talking about over here? The Misas Adon Benageya, the Eved, that she's any oivet as habas. It doesn't say anywhere in the Mishnah. But given the ikanami be'ish, it exists by ish, therefore it's not going to be written in the Mishnah. That's machlokus Rashi and Tosfos HaRosh.
Misas HaRosh is Misas Adon Nogea to the ish that's like the Allah?
What?
Misas Adon that's Nogea to
who? Tosfos HaRosh is saying is false. You have an Eved and you have an Amma. What happens if the Amma dies? If the Adon of the Amma dies? She goes free. Right? What happens if the Adon of the Eved dies? If there's no Ben, goes free. Same thing. That's the way Tosfos HaRosh is learning. If there's no Ben, go free. Rashi learns it's something else. We're not talking about that for whatever reason. We're going to see why. Rashi, we're talking about a Nirtza. And a Nirtza dies. Doesn't make a difference if there's a Ben or not a Ben. You go free. Where does it say that? In the Mishnah. Isa Nami Beish. Shteit in the Mishnah. What do you mean? It's Shear. According to Rashi, the Gemara says, ton of a Shear. My Shear, thy Shear. Rashi says, it's not a Shear. It says it in the Mishnah. And according to Tosfos HaRosh, we're not saying that it's not a Shear. We're saying that because it exists in some form by the Ish, you can't say that that's a discrepancy. What? Because you're going to say Yisera Alav Am Evriya, she's not Yisera Alav. No, because we're coming to say Yisera Alav. You have a different question. Why are you speaking about Misas Adon? But you can't say Yisera Alav in the list of Yisera Alav because it also exists by the Ish. You have a different question. Why does the Mishnah speak about Misas Ish? That's a different question. That's not the Gemara's question. Akoponim, what's the Biro Machloikis here between Rashi and the Tosfos HaRosh? Rashi drops us down to Nirtza. Rashi doesn't want to talk about Misas HaAdon himself, about a regular Eved. Why not? It's very obvious why Rashi doesn't want to do that. Because there's the Ben. Is the Ben Yairish?
Maybe, yeah.
Is the Ben Yairish? The Ben's Yairish, it's just the Bas that's not Yairish. She's saying that there's no, that over here, that the Ben has, that there's no Yairish by the Mises, the Av, Mises Av doesn't know anything, because the Ben is Yairish. In a Kanami, the Bas has times when she's not Yairish, but the Ben is Yairish.
It's not Midin Yairish.
What's how to Tosis Harosh? Tosis Harosh held, but that's not Midin Yairish. So as the Rush holds, the fact that the Ben gets it, he gets it as an extension of the Av. I would say that it's Kilu the Av.
Still here.
Didn't die yet. It's Kilu the Av is still here. Bro Karadavun. He gets it as an extension of the Av. But when the Av is gone, what happens? No Yairish. Yairish doesn't get it. Rabbi said this machlokes would be a mirror of the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos that we made up on Daf Yudalad on the base. It's not mafurish machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. It's just it's fascinating that Rashi and Tosfos seem to say an identical thing, which nowhere in Shas will you find Rashi and Tosfos saying the same thing. So we said that perhaps Rashi's saying something different. Rashi's saying over there it's midin yairish that the Ben gets it. If it's the Ben getting it, midin yairish says Rashi, so I can't say that there's no din of the Yerusha by the Misav. So where do you have this? Says Rashi by Nirtza. By Nirtza, no one's Yerush. Nobody. Ben, Bas, nobody. But the Tosfos Rush says no one's Yerush by the regular other either. Why not? Either Ben, it's not Midin Yerush. It's Midin Bora Karadavu. Okay, Rabbi said, what we'd like to do tomorrow, aside for the three chaburas, I don't know who's saying tomorrow. Gresha, you doing it tomorrow?
I
thought you were going to give tomorrow, so you have what to give, right? Okay. We have a few on decks. Aside from that, it's very kedai to do the Gemara. The Gemara slugs up Reish Lakish's Kava Chaimer. It's very kedai to do the Gemara all the way till Amid Beis, all the way down to Yufta, Reish Lakish to Yufta, down to like more than halfway down, and we'll continue hopefully on Tuesday.